Accession number 18209, Reel 4.
Major Lethal, Reel 4.
I resigned my commission and became an assistant superintendent in the Singapore police, commanding this Gurkha unit, which I did for 10 years, and gradually built up the strength of the unit to, when I left, 350 strong. Actually, it's still there, and 1,500 strong, and under the Singapore government.
What was its official title, this Gurkha unit?
Gurkha contingent of the Singapore Police Force.
And was it meant to be dealing with emergency duties or just general police duties?
No, not general police duties. It was to deal with internal security and guard duties mainly. And of course there was a lot of communist subversion going on in Singapore. And we had to various jobs to do. I mean, whether it was strikes, and we bus strikes, we had to put men on buses to defend the drivers, and strikes of litter collection, and postal strikes. We had to guard the mail, which was concentrated in one place. Guards on Government House, and the Chief Justice, and the Commissioner General, and really military duties, you might say, paramilitary duties. And crowd control, football matches, and as the saying goes, you mentioned it, we did it virtually. Anything except actual police duties.
Did the communist insurgents have much of a presence in Singapore?
Yeah, well, they did in a way. They were quite strong in egging on strikes, putting on posters all over the place, and murdering people now and again. They shot at the governor once, and or threw a dud grenade, as it happened, at the governor. They threatened and killed prominent Chinese who were supporting the British government. And so all these things combined gave us quite a lot to do, actually.
Do you remember some particular riots called the Maria Hertog riots?
Indeed, yes. Mm.
Did you have anything to do with dealing with those?
Indeed. In fact, the only part of the police force that did anything at all was the Gurkha contingent. The rest of them were subverted, really, by the religiously, as it were. When the riots started, they were really anti-British riots. The Malayan police just didn't do anything when they were told to do something. They just didn't. And unfortunately, the senior officers were loath to use the Gurkha contingent that it should have been used. And in fact, the final inquiry said that had the Gurkha contingent initially around the Supreme Court where the thing started, had the Gurkha contingent been used properly there, the whole thing might have been stopped straight away, but it got worse and worse. And I was actually in India on a recruiting trip at the time, but my number two was in charge, and he was commended very highly for him. The work he did in doing what he was allowed to do. And he the main report was that had the Gurkha contingent been used properly, the situation would not have got out of control the way it did. And as a result of this, the Gurkha contingent was immediately expanded and new barracks were built, and the whole thing became Gurkha contingent, which initially was somewhat... the old officers rather looked down their noses at something new like that. But after this episode, the Gurkha contingent became recognised as such as a very important part of the Singapore police and the security situation in Singapore.
So when you got back from the recruiting trip, were the riots all over, or did you see anything of them?
No, I didn't. No, they were over.